17:29. The word heaven, it says that the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. It's interesting that the word rain that's used here is brako, and it means to moisten. So I mean, it's a, what do you call it when you use a word like that? To
understatement.
Yeah, well, to moisten fire is interesting.
Yeah, anyway.
Mix some words. It moistened fire.
Heaven is the Greek word aronos. And it means high necessarily in height. It's high in rank or whatever the issue is, it's the highest of that. So it has, we think of heaven is up there and devil and hell is down there. That's what all of the popular culture is about. But you have to understand that on the day of Pentecost, let's go to Revelation 21. No, Revelation chapter 21. Well, let's start in verse 20, chapter 20, verse 11. This is the vision of heaven, and he said verse 11 of chapter 20, I saw a great white throne, and him that sat in it, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up their dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. And this is the second death. And whosoever was not written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. But that and we're not going to necessarily, we can talk about that if you want to, but that was, remember, there's no chapters or verses in this. So the thing that's along with that is, and then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. And the word for earth doesn't mean earth like us. It's just a word that means land or area. I saw a new heaven, a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. So, and this happened on the day of Pentecost. And so what happened in Pentecost was not just the seed of Christ was shed in all flesh, but heaven itself came and is our overriding reality. That's boom. So it's no longer going up because heaven came down. Do you understand why this is important?
It sounds important.
Huh?
It sounds important.
Yeah.
Because it's not in...
Well,
what there's a word, and I don't even know what language it came from, but it's it says the end comes when the heavenly Matrona and the earthly Matrona are joined. Now, from you've got to see, from the human race's standpoint, that was the end.
It says the first one was passed away.
Yeah, boom.
But then you talked about them coming together.
Yeah. Well, it passed away because it overcame. I mean, it was. There's no way to describe this, because one is in time and the other is in no time. So the heavenly Matrona comes down, but it's not a matter of time. Earthly Matrona was a matter of time. So when you join time and no time, you get no time. So it passed away as terms of that. That kind of going from time to no time. But the point of it is they want we can talk about all that if you want to. But what I'm trying to show is that this word heaven that's used all over the scriptures, it came down. We don't go up. Now we rise up to meet him in the air at the end, because the entire universe is being. Is dissolving, so there's nothing left, not stars or a constellation or anything, because it's all gone. Now we can't even think about this because of the English language. The English language, we can't conceive of a place without time, and yet. Go to Revelation 10, or 7 maybe. I don't remember what it is. I'll tell you in a minute. It's Revelation something. Oh, man. Revelation 10. What's that verse 1? And I saw another angel, another mighty angel, come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun. And his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book open. And he set his right foot upon the sea and the left foot upon the earth. And cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea, and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, for he hath declared to his servants the prophets. And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again, and said, go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel, and which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went unto the angel, and said unto him, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but shall it be in thy mouth sweet as honey. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey, and it was soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. And he said unto me, thou must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and languages and tongues. Now the idea of eating that little book, and it's something to do with him seeing that time should be no longer. The mystery of God is completed. Time is no longer. Now, how do we even conceive that? How do we even, everything we think about is in time. Our minds can't conceive. We think forever is a long, long time, or eternity is a long, long time. No, it's not. It's no time. But it's and the reason this is so important is that you will never understand the mystery of God as long as you're thinking of it in time. That's a very shrill silence. It's coming here. No. All right. That's enough about that. But again, it's not enough because I got to put the coda on it. The scriptures are clear that judgment must first begin at the house of God. You are the house or the temple of God. The judgment must be in you. Somehow, some way, you have to see this seventh angel stand and declare time is no longer in my world, in my equation. It's the same thing. You've got to come into this. If you don't understand it, you don't try to study it. You say, Father, forgive me. It's the same thing as always. Repentance is always the key to the undercover the mystery or the power. It's the key to see the mystery, and it's the key to release the power of God. Repentance always precedes revelation. Amen? I don't know why we went there, but anyway, let's go back to Luke.
Revelation, I read one scripture ahead. I cheated. The next verse that we didn't read was, quite descriptive.
What?
It was verse 3. We read verses 1 and 2, chapter 21.
Well, I didn't finish what it was.
Yeah.
I took a side trip and didn't finish the fact that it came down.
Yeah.
That's why we went there.
Right.
Read it while you're there.
And verse 2, and I saw John, the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is...
Says in men.
In men, and he will dwell in them, and shall be his people, and God himself shall be in them and be their God.
Amen. Instead of this being your God, Jesus Christ, God is your God. But we always end up putting God in a box. Crystal used to talk about this all the time because she saw how clearly with every area of her life that she, since she had believed, that she was always putting God in a box, which meant to her that she had thought that she had it all figured out and everything seemed to make sense because she had created this little box around it. And then the next time we'd meet again and we'd study another scripture and it destroyed her box. But it's comfortable to have God in the box, because then you've made him your God. But you have created your God. I mean, you've created another God when you put him in a box.
I was just thinking of this mystery, how we're timeless creatures trapped in time. But in Christ, this timelessness is more an apparent phenomenon than not being.
But it's this issue of we being transformed or transfigured by the renewing of our mind. And that renewing of the mind only comes with repentance. Otherwise, we sit around and spend, and I'm guilty of it, I spent years trying to figure it out by studying until I finally saw you. Don't figure anything out by studying. You figure it out by repenting. Because the anointing you have received, you have need that no man teach you. And so the whole everything, I mean, there's nothing about the mystery of God that does not have repentance as its core. And it's not repenting once, it's a continuum, because you've always got to divorce yourself from yourself. You've got to see that this thing that you think causes you to understand things is really trying to put your God in a box. Anyhow, thank you for that. I didn't read part of it. All right, let's go back to Luke 17. Verse 29. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Means utterly abolished. But it also means spiritual destitution. Which is interesting. All right. The word Lot comes from the Hebrew, it's a Hebrew word, and Lot means covering. Which is, I don't understand why that's important, but it seems to be. Verse 30 now. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Revealed is apokalupto. Apokalupto, where we get the word apocalypse from. What is the word apocalypse of something?
Yeah, well, that's in Spanish, that's the word for this book.
Why not?
We just studied Revelation.
It's a word for revelation.
Apocalypsis.
So the point is, sometimes some Bibles, in fact, the book of Revelation is called the Apocalypse, just as Jesus said. But it means to open that which has been veiled, to make known what has been unknown. Let's go to Psalm 48 a minute. This is an example of this psalm. It just drove me nuts because I couldn't understand it, and I finally said, forgive me, and I understood it.
Excuse me,
Ellie,
Psalm what?
48. Did I ever tell you my books and my Bible stick together? Shut up, Pete. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. Now, it made me nuts trying to figure out, what does sides of the north mean? And it means, and if you go back to original Hebrew, when the Bible was written, it means veiled in a mystery, or shrouded in a mystery. So this whole thing is, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and the city of our God in the mountain are the highest ranking place of his holiness. Beautiful for every situation. The true joy of the whole earth is this Mount Zion, shrouded in a mystery. The New Jerusalem, the city of the great king. Shrouded in a mystery, veiled in a mystery. No, the sides of the north. North means shrouded, mystery, and sides means veiled. That's what it was. So the scripture actually says it means Zion.
Did you say north means light?
No, north means
veiled.
Anyway, you can look it up. But if you go back as far back as your studies will provide, you'll see the size of the north means veiled in a mystery. And that's exactly what the situation is. Everything is veiled, because anytime you try to understand it with your mind, it is veiled. Because the veil is over their mind. The only way, if it says the anointing you received, you have need that no man teach you, then I can't teach you anything. The only thing I can teach you is to repent if you don't understand it. But woe unto him or her who justify themselves by a false reading of the scripture. All right. Let's look at a few veiled. Let's go to Matthew 11. Or revealed, I mean. Well, you have to look at one to get the other. Matthew 11. Oh, no wonder. For some reason, I was looking at Matthew 11. In verse 25. Matthew 11, verse 25. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and the prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. And the word babes there is that word which means in before self-awareness, the innocence. I thank thee, Father, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and the prudent and revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Do you know Jesus as your personal Savior? Next time somebody says that, just quote that scripture. No man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and to whom soever the Son will reveal the Father. This again, this humility. The Son reveals the Father. The Holy Spirit reveals the Son. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Only thing it costs you is your life, which you never owned in the first place. He or she is no fool who gains that which he can never lose by giving up that which he never owned. You understand, always, 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 the test is peace of mind. Peace of mind is something your mind cannot do. Your mind always is searching for seven. Seven is the rest, or seven is the Sabbath. Your mind cannot get there. The best it can do is an endless number of sixes. You may have rest for a while, but then something else comes up. Because it's six, 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 six. Never find rest, no matter what it does, no matter what it exercises, no matter what it thinks it knows, even spiritually, maybe especially spiritually, you can never find rest. Anyway, I thank thee, Father, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and the prudent, and revealed of babes. All right, we'll stop there. Think in these things. Consider them. Anybody have any response to anything? Everybody understands perfectly. Take it, big guy.